Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 27 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you've been enjoying all of the great shows that are doing the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. The object of the game is simple. By the end of the day on the 30th, which is today, you need to have 30 completed episodes edited, posted, and available for everyone to enjoy. That's it. Normally, you knock them out one day at a time. In my case, I had to do quite a bit of catching up in different spots, but I'm almost finished here, and I'm really excited that I'm reaching the end of this challenge. It was a real joy to be doing this. I love doing this. I've done it 6 times now, including this year, and I look forward to seeing what next year's challenge is going to be. This year, I've been focusing on all the different writing that I've done for the stage and the big or small screen. A lot of the projects just never really went anywhere, but then there are others that have. And one of them was a short film script that I wrote back in 2023 called Minus One Plus. And that made its way over to the Austin Revolution Film Festival, where they decided to nominate it for Best Sci-Fi Short Screenplay. Say I was nervous for the event would be an understatement. As much as I look forward to going, I've always felt that whenever I'm away from my office at work, something always happens. I'd be thinking about so many different things the day before, except for one thing, and that's what someone would be calling about. So if you have imposter syndrome or anxiety, you know what I'm talking about. With that fear set aside, I wound up getting everything set after my last day at the office. My daughter helped me pack, and I made sure to include my Podtrac P4 podcast recorder. My handheld microphone, the stickers for Minus One Plus that my co-star from Excelsior, the audio journey, Audra Angelique, she played General Hadera and she was fabulous in it. She is also a director in her own right. And she actually said that she wanted to turn Minus One Plus into a film. So we already had that in development at this time that I got picked up by Austin Revolution. She put together some stickers, a really cool logo, and I'm set them up as stickers, and I brought them with me, along with cards for stickers for the Excelsior Journeys podcast and my other show From Duck Till Dark outside the Marvel Studios, and a lot of business cards. I got everything into one suitcase and one small backpack. I was finally able to read a book I picked up from the library, which was a book that Patton Oswalt wrote called Silver Screen Freak. And so I was excited about the whole thing. The day arrived. I said goodbye to my daughter, my mother-in-law, and my wife drove me to the airport. I knew that I would have breakfast at the airport. Blue Note did not disappoint because they had some of the best pancakes I would have in years and some really good coffee too, but which is exactly what I needed for a nice, relaxing 50-minute flight to Kansas City, followed by another relaxing 2-hour trip to Austin, Texas. I started reading Silver Screen Freak, and after a few pages, I'm hooked. And I'm glad to see that I was able to finally sit down and enjoy a book that I wasn't going to narrate. I got the perfect opportunity to sit down and take in a particular book, which was a perfect read on the way to a film festival. Patton's love of film. So ideal. The flight landed. There was a shuttle bus that took me to the Hilton Austin Hotel, home of the film festival. And the staff was friendly and welcoming. I got to meet Jim, the main coordinator of the event. Terrific guy. Got to meet other members of the crew there as well. He offered me some space in the storage room so that way I can drop my bags and jacket there, so which would make it a lot easier for me to get around since I didn't have a hotel room and my Airbnb was about 15 minutes away. And $30 round trip. Once I got all set, the first breakout session for screenwriters started called Screenwriter Speed Dating. And it's a speed dating type of event where screenwriters network with each other and share their favorite screenplay and a little bit about their own projects. That was a perfect way for me to break the ice since I knew no one there. Chris would later be joining, but he would only show up on the last day of the film festival. I got used to talking more about Minus One Plus, which is great because now everything is starting to flow. I'm starting to get a little bit more confident in myself and what I'm talking about. And then finally, everything's going forward the way that it should. And then once that session was done, I had the chance to sit down and enjoy some of those films. I'll be talking about that more in the next episode. As you can hear, this is a breakdown of my whole experience at that film festival. I really hope that a lot of you take this to heart because this was my first time going to a film festival, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that have yet to experience their own first time. So if you were thinking about listening to any of these episodes, I really hope that it's these three episodes where I'm talking about actually being at the Austin Revolution Film Festival. I am really excited to share more details about this, and I hope you keep on listening. So until next time, which is very shortly, I'll be saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to george@hesgotit.com.